old man ran the bait shop in Eudora, Mississippi. He had his whole life story mounted right there on the wall. There were ducks and bucks and smallmouths and a few old faded pictures and the same three cocky rednecks grinning in a mall. One day I said, "Hey, mister, looks like you got some keepers." He said, "That's right, I've known them boys since we were only kids. I know what you're thinking, son, but the keepers in those pictures ain't the ones I'm holding, they're the ones I'm standing with. They're the kind you give your life for, cause you know they'd die for you. The kind that you can count on when you're short a buck or two. You don't find them on the surface. No, son, you gotta go a little deeper. And that's where you find the keepers."
Welcome back. Little Red Atkins, one of my favorite songs. Great songwriter, great friend, great turkey hunter. This one here, man's got some talent. Ray I here from the bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNS 590 The Fan. You listen to Eye on the Outdoors. Here with Matty G, the Vogler Vogler, Peanut, and Tiny Tim. Great Saturday morning. We got to get a report. We need to go back down to the Ozarks and get a report because of all the flood damage, and they're starting some recovery down there, and we've been wanting to get this guy back on. Let's do a little music first here before we go down there.
How high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet.
We're gonna run down where that was rising more than 5 feet with the mayor of Eminence, our great friend, Mr. Jim Anderson, down there, Shady Lanes Motel and Cabins. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show, brother.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. Boy, you guys have been going through some stuff. Wanted to get you back on and get us updated. I saw a little update last night. They finally opened up between the mill there in Eminence.
You bet. That's a very key piece of river for us, Alley Spring to Eminence. It's the most popular section for us, and about the only place that these outfitters will put tubes on. So
yeah,
they got her done.
That's good news. June 2nd, the president, Donald Trump, declared a federal disaster area in southern Missouri, and include Shannon County, and that was a good thing from the historical flooding you guys had. You guys really needed that, didn't you?
Yes, we did, and there's FEMA people out and around talking to businesses and homeowners. They haven't talked to the city yet, but they'll be here. We need the help, Ray.
Well, it was bad. I we've had you on several times, but I'm not sure a lot of people realize how serious and how much damage you guys had down in that area.
Well, yeah, the Jack's Fork River is on a steep gradient, so what we had here was rushing water damage, carrying cabins away, campgrounds, and damage to the properties, to the gravel bars, and right through the middle of the grounds. It was incredible.
Yeah, and you guys are a tourist area, of course, and Ozark's absolutely beautiful, Eminence area, and great people, great place. And, you know, when that stuff shut down, man, that hurts. That's not a good thing. You got to get all that open back up.
It does, Ray, but I want to say that, you know, everybody's up and running to some extent.
Good.
Robin Staples at Circle B Campground is rocking it. Not only is she running at 75%, but she ordered some camper cabins in, pre-built cabins, and she'll soon be at 100%. It's just amazing what people do when they get motivated.
It really is, and everybody pulled together and worked really hard because it was just a really bad deal. And on a higher note, and a better note, and really cool, and I thought it was awesome, was the coin deal down there at the mill. Can you tell our listeners about that if they didn't see that or hear about that?
Well, we had never been to a coin launch before, so we went out of curiosity and to visit with a few people there with the National Park Service. But it turned out to be a really neat event, Ray. You would have enjoyed it. They introduced a quarter, a National Park Service America the Beautiful quarter on Monday, I believe.
Yeah.
And there were 2,400 people there. And it was a neat show. Tom Akers, our local space shuttle astronaut, was the MC, and everything went smoothly. It was neat.
Great. And a lot of history. I saw that they went back and talked a lot about the history in the area, and everybody came out for that. But how cool is that to have Alice Springs on a coin? I just think that's awesome.
It is. And we're keeping a few here at the laundromat and at Shady Lane Cabins. You know, just ask for them. We'll gladly trade you out quarter for quarter.
That'd be great. Slide me one back and hide it, will you? I want to get it when I come down.
I will.
When I bring your key back and have breakfast with you, I'll get my coin.
Okay, I'll cover it with an armed guard.
That's got to help the area, too. They had to, you know, in the news about the coin and about Alley Springs, and then that coin's going to be in circulation, says Alley Springs. I mean, that's got to be a plus for the tourism in that area.
It was, and, you know, first I had a guy stay with me the night before that had been to all 38 coin releases at every national park.
Wow.
And there's one for each state is how that works. They release five of a year, and that'd be a pretty cool hobby if I had the time and the money.
Yeah.
And, yes, as we go forward, you bet.
Yeah,
seeing Allie Mill on the quarter, and it'll be in circulation then. Probably as importantly in classrooms, you know.
Yes.
Somebody might get curious and Google it and find us.
That's for sure. All right, you're down at beautiful Eminence, Missouri, and your Shady Lanes Cabins Motel. Why don't you tell our listeners that, you know, that's you're in the business of hosting people so they come down and enjoy the springs and the rivers and picnics and floats and all the great things you guys have down there and the wild horses. Tell them how they get information to come down and stay with you.
Well, we, you know, we've been pretty light on people, but this weekend, bam, here came everybody, and we were very pleased to see them. If you're interested in Shady Lane Cabins or the Eminence area, check us out at ShadyLaneCabins.com and then call us at 573-226-3893 or find us on Facebook.
All right, we'll see if we can have Matt put that up on our website too to help support you with that, because man, you guys do a good job. We love staying at your place, and you guys have always been just great for us. And and next time we come down, too, we're going to get Strand back down. We've got to go do the Mexican restaurant again, okay?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we got to do
are
that.
You going to stay out of the margaritas this time, Ray?
I'm going to try. I'll try my best. I'm not going to promise you. Jim, I'm not going to promise you, my friend. I'm not going to promise. Oh, what a great time. Okay. All right, Jim. Well, thanks for coming on. We wanted to get that update and see how things are going. I saw last night, like I said, that they started opening up a few more things. So that was good, because didn't I see someplace where before I go that you'd posted something you thought was open and somebody went on there and it wasn't open yet?
Well, yeah, that Alley Spring to Eminence section.
Okay.
I had seen that the log jam was gone, so I sent my boy through there and a couple of his friends, and well, a couple of park rangers pulled them over and assured them that it was still closed.
Sorry.
Glad they didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, I had to bring that up. Sorry, buddy.
Yep. That's all right.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you. We'll see you soon. Tell everybody down there we said hello, okay? And thanks for coming on the show with us, my friend.
We'll do it. Thank you so much, Ray.
All right, Jim. Shady Lanes, right. Cabins, Motel, Mr. Jim Anderson, Eminence, Missouri. Hey, if you're in the St. Louis area, Illinois area, and the sound of my voice, if you want a great weekend, there's the place to go, Eminence, Missouri. What a great community. What a great town. Great area. So much stuff to see, right, Tim?
The
springs, the rivers. You got the Jack's Fork, the Current River. You got all the springs. It just goes on and on and on.
I'm an Illinois boy, and when I came to Missouri, I went and saw the Current River for the first time, and I could not. It looked like a tropical stream because it was just clear and just beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful country. And Jim's the mayor of Eminence. He says he's counting down, though, when he's not the mayor anymore.
No.
Can you imagine all he's going through with all this flood damage and all the stuff as a mayor and all the things he has to do?
He's the right guy for the job, though.
He's a great guy. Great guy. All right, with that, we're going to take a break. Welcome, Bogger. You want to take us into commercial?
This is Ray Eyes, Eyes on the Outdoors, the voice of the outdoors. We're live, mobile, on demand, and be right back.